Welcome to the Financial Freedom Report. This is your host, Jason Hartman, and this show is basically a sampler of our larger newsletter entitled The Financial Freedom Report, Financial Self-Defense in Uncertain Times. In each show, we'll share with you just one sampler article of our larger newsletter. The newsletter is available at jasonhartman.com, and we would love to have you join our subscriber family. The newsletter is usually about 16 to 20 pages long, and it usually has about 18 or 20 articles of different interest. So here is one of those articles as a free sample for you, and please join our subscriber family at jasonhartman.com.
Reinflating the debt bubble. Reading the news has never been the best way to inspire optimism. This phenomenon has never been more true than it is today for financially astute people that are aware of causes and consequences. In a recent press conference, the U.S. president was touting a new blitz of government programs to get the U.S. economy back on track. On the surface, this seems like a laudable goal, until you consider what is meant by getting the economy back on the track it was previously traveling. It is not a secret that the precipitous collapse of the U.S. economy was created by a prolific expansion in debt-financed investment and consumption. This helix of credit escalated asset prices upward in a speculative bubble until they were so high, new buyers could no longer be found to continue paying the ever-increasing prices. As the prices contracted, many people and funds with overleveraged positions found themselves upside down when values plunged below the purchase prices. This downward vortex was fed further by people who had purchased home mortgages that they did not have the capacity to afford based on the assumption that their homes would continually increase in value. As prices fell, foreclosures increased, which further depressed prices, which created more foreclosures. Most people of even an elementary education level intuitively know that this much debt cannot be undertaken without a tremendous level of risk. True economic growth is fueled by increases in the level of productivity for labor output that allows a nation to increase the amount of output with the same amount of input. Misalignments of prices from market manipulations frequently disrupt this natural progression of labor productivity increases with boom and bust cycles. The unfortunate fallout of this phenomenon is that politicians are frequently more interested in creating an artificial boom that they can claim credit for than fostering genuine economic growth. For evidence of this phenomenon, one must look no further than the efforts of the current presidential administration to reinflate the debt bubble as a means of artificially propping up the economy in absence of a discernible improvement in the underlying fundamentals. After many months of campaigning against traditional populist straw dogs of greed and corporate America, the people currently in charge are repeating the exact same actions that perpetuated the last debt bubble. For example, one of the fixes proposed was to increase allowable debt levels so that more people could refinance their homes. Another round of government-sponsored programs was to give away taxpayer money to new home buyers and new car buyers. In each of these cases, the government is directly encouraging further indebtedness to finance short-term consumption. The philosophy guiding these actions is a belief that this debt-financed consumption will get the economy moving again.
I hope you enjoyed that sampler article from the Financial Freedom Report. In each issue, we discuss creating wealth through the most historically proven investment in human history, and that is income property. We also discuss home-based business opportunities, internet business opportunities, solopreneurship, and becoming a lifestyle entrepreneur. So please take a look at the Financial Freedom Report at jasonhartman.com. We have a lot of free content on that website, properties, business opportunities, a fantastic blog, and our larger show, the Creating Wealth Show, also is available at jasonhartman.com or on iTunes. We have a whole bunch of shows. Just search Jason Hartman in the iTunes store. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll look forward to talking with you on the next Financial Freedom Report.